dear youths that listen to this podcast.
Youths. Youths don't is a funny, difficult
youth.
Word.
Youth. The youth. The youth.
Youth.
Youth. No, buying a house is
English
great
is a dumb language.
Yeah, it is.
What is?
No, the good investment is to go back 2 to 3 years ago and then buy a house. Don't buy one now.
Probably the good investment would be to buy a house when you graduated college. Fucking way back.
Who was able to even do that? What the fuck?
Well, so what's funny, I actually recently had a friend from Washington was visiting. He was actually here visiting family, and so we ended up hanging out a couple times. And it came up, you know, he came over. You could visit me all you want. Brock's waving like, oh, you can visit. Come visit.
I'm here.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, we were just chatting because he came over with his girlfriend, checked out my place, and we were just chatting about this idea of like whatever. And at some point I was like, yeah, it's not like I'm like a super successful person. And he just kind of gestured, you know, of like at the house. And I was like, well, the funny thing is, and this is basically right into here we are adults, early mid-30s, push up my non-existent glasses. I feel like most of my friends back in Washington, people who still live there, where we all met and went to school, yeah, have better jobs, generally speaking, than I do or like other friends here I know in Utah. However, almost all my friends here have houses. Almost nobody I know who's back in Washington owns their place. In fact, we literally...
because of this right here.
Well, yeah, it's extremely expensive. I mean, Utah has definitely gotten a lot more expensive since I've lived here, but still, like, yeah, like the barrier of entry is very high, except for one friend I know who was a class below us, who graduated and was able to buy a house pretty much right away, right when Seattle was starting to kind of gentrify. So it was in an area that was up and coming, and he got a place. And he's one of the only people I know in Seattle who owns their place.
We knew somebody else named Dudley.
Ah, he was another person. That is true. Dudley was a guy. Yeah. Well, to be fair, Dudley was older than we were and bought his house quite a while. I think we were still in college and he owned his house already. Like, he was already, you know, that helps.
Did Ben own his house?
Ben did. Yes, Ben's parents. It was like an investment property, their condo he lived in. I think he owns a different place now. But I mean, that's still a very low percentage considering that we're early mid 30s. I mean, now, obviously, as we like hinted at, you know, Brock is maybe getting a place. Lou and I already have places. We're all not in Seattle. But like, it's sort of insane to see honestly, a little depressing when you think about that. Like, oh, look at all my very successful friends in Washington and very few of them. I could think of like one out of all the people I know there. One or two. A very low percentage of people.
I'm trying to go through the Rolodex of friends in my head right now, which is very small. It's a small Rolodex.
It's one page.
Yeah, if
Chris,
you have houses
Brock,
or
Chris,
not. Like,
Brock, Chris, Brock, Chris,
Brock. Oh, none of those guys are in Washington.
No, not in Washington. Just in general, right?
In general.
Just in general.
They're all over the place. Like, one's in Canada, another one's here. He does have a house.
I'd say, I mean, a high majority of my friends do, but as opposed to, like, it depends on where people are, you know?
Like, ages past where we should be for Pramble.
Are we? Not really.
Yeah.
This is a normal amount of Pramble.
Yeah.
Let's start the podcast! What's up and welcome back to Mike's Hard Gamecast. My name is Mike of Brock Loves Brock. Joining me today are these two dudes, Chris and Lou.
Oh, hey, yo. Almost rhymed.
You did it, what up, both of us dudes, at the same time for the first time.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you guys got the same intro.
He's trying to condense the podcast.
That's it really is a short podcast. I was about to say
speedcast today, guys. We're going for world record podcasting.
Yeah,
speedcasting.
Brock and then also Chris and Lou. Like in
this
one
is a tiny cast.
Well,
today.
I'd say this because I am going to be the third wheel on our next episode, most likely.
I don't know if we're going to
worried
do it
about
way.
It.
I'm worried, but that would be maybe we should just because it'll be interesting.
We should.
Right?
Why like, not?
I guess. Yeah, I guess. I guess we'll
miss the opportunity because
you guys will. They're gonna. These assholes, as you guys know, are gonna see each other in person instead of coming to see
me. The crazy thing is, like, by the time this comes out, we've been talking about it for so long, but by the time this comes out, it will have already happened.
Yeah,
like
right.
The timing is
well,
weird.
Yeah,
hey, how was your
the,
visit?
The next
Chris?
Recording,
oh, great. It was great.
The
Lou
next
was the best
recording
host.
Will be most likely you guys together.
That's true. That's
so
true.
That's why
quite
it
possibly.
Makes sense chronologically.
Yeah,
the podcast.
I understand the way podcast works
in episode releases.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to both of you for achieving 50 episodes alongside me. Oh, there's Simba, speaking of, who I met and is the best dog ever.
Like, Simba's excited.
He's so excited. I'm actually pretty excited to see Simba, because you know what's great? Dogs.
You'll see just how... Simba!
He's mad. He's mad about something. So mad that Brock looked like he froze again. I was kind of concerned. He's stuck. Yeah, exactly. Right.
I'm just waiting patiently so we can go again.
Okay. It's okay, Simba.
What is it?
Are you still got Brock? Are you still doing your Duolingo? Is that still a thing?
Dude, let me bitch about some Duolingo.
By all means.
So Duolingo does a fantastic job of like video gaming your language learning. Like it turns it into a game, and it tunes into my game brain.
Yeah.
Until you lose your streak, then you lose your streak. And you're just get so sad and depressed inside at seeing your triple digit streak go away.
Does it decay? That, like the old school WoW PvP system?
If you don't, if you do not do one a day, it just goes back to zero, resets it.
What?
I mean, that's the way a streak works. Like, it's like you get like
hot streak.
Yeah, I mean, And so you blew it at some point.
Kehao's still going strong. I've been wildly impressed with her ability to maintain it, but I lost my streak I have not touched it since. Mm. But I did hit number one in Diamond League and got my badge. So
there you go. There was a podcast about that.
I don't know if that's impressive or not, because I have no idea how the scoring works.
We talked about it. He had a shitty fucking pool or whatever you want to call it. He had easy bracket.
I gamed the system. I just didn't push beyond a certain point and stuck with
that's
the easy idiots
handling it.
Easy idiots. Brock and the Easy Idiots is the title of the podcast.
Does that make you guys the Easy Idiots?
Pretty much.
That was a thing in AFK.
What's up,
Arena,
you guys?
Where
welcome back to the podcast.
What? Okay.
What?
Cool.
It was like,
how you guys doing?
Brock is totally fucking with the structure of the podcast.
Look, we're going for Inception podcasting.
I know, he cut off the panel. Where all we did was talk about adult things because we're in our mid-30s, straight up. I don't know about y'all, but it's something I continually realize that not only that early mid-30s, that joke we started, 2 years ago or whatever the hell when we first started the podcast, is increasingly less relevant and straight up. Here's a great example. The other day, went to a midday movie with one of my best friends who lives here, who's also in like my field. So he's got, we used to do this a lot back when we were more free, like a Tuesday or Wednesday daytime movie, because no one's there, right? And like usually there's a deal, all that kind of stuff. And people are always think like we're drug dealers or something because we're two like hooligan kids just going out to see a movie.
Kids? Okay.
Yeah, kids. Again, this is like 10 years ago, let's say, like mid-20s, now. So we did it again. We hadn't done it in a really long time. Like, dude, let's go see Jurassic World. We've been talking about it for a while. We grew up on that movie. Let's go see it. And now it's already kind of hitting out of theaters, but we still were able to find a showing. We went, we're walking in, just like always, except for as we're walking in, we're talking about buying a house because he's looking to buy a house. And so he's like, oh yeah, Crowder, who's our friend, who's our real estate agent. He's like, oh yeah, he sent me some lender numbers. I'm like, oh cool. Which numbers did you get? I'm sure I worked with one of them. And then literally we're like walking to like buy our tickets and just talking about lenders. And I'm like, not as young as we used to be. That's for sure.
At least we're not having like the incontinence conversations yet, right? Like,
I feel like we've had those already.
Wait, what?
It's fair. It's fair.
A lot of shit talking, no pun intended, in this in this podcast.
Well, let me ask you a getting old question.
Oh, I have so many things to say about getting old. It's really been hitting lately.
I have recently been dealing with the wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
I think you mentioned that on another podcast.
It's been driving me nuts. I'll go to the bathroom. Superpower in general.
Yeah, at one point he was falling asleep on the toilet, if you recall.
I mean, you just need to get the agony.
Jesus he just Christ. Needs to hang upside down like Dracula. Done. That's a 50 episode callback.
But it's been like, I'll wake up and I'll be like, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Get up. I get you. My feet like hurt because there's like, I've been working and standing all day. And I'm like, ugh, doing the like the waddle to the bathroom.
The two things I have noticed a lot lately, and one of them is definitely I will occasionally make unconscious noises while moving.
Yeah.
So if I get up, you know, from a seat up, yeah, it's like, ugh. And you're like, oh, man.
Like effort noises.
Yeah, exactly. Like we're playing tennis or something. Like,
effort noises. Yeah. How about the bone, exactly.
More bone cracks, like knees cracking and stuff like that. Like little
my
pops.
Knee pops.
Might have done that forever just because sports and stuff. But like what is happening to me currently. And it was funny because just yesterday, I was at some point during the day, like, man, I haven't had like back problems in a while because, you know, just over the course of time, you know, like it's happened more and more, whatever. And I was just like, man, I haven't had any back problems in a while. And then sure enough, fucking jinxed it. Murphy's lauded it up. And yesterday, I think I hurt my back, and this is going to sound crazy, and I'll explain it if people care, but I think I hurt my back playing drums yesterday. And so yesterday, and mainly it has to do with like, double bass drumming. So I'm playing very fast double bass. And I was like, man, I'm really nailing this. It's been a while since I played this fast and like for this long. And it's like, can't do that shit nowadays without stretching and all that other stuff, you know? And so like, I'm sitting playing fucking Horizon, you know, Forbidden West. And I'm like, man, my back fucking hurts. And then over the course of the evening, I was like, oh, and I needed to like stretch. I woke up this morning. It still hurts, of course, because that's the way it works nowadays. It doesn't go away magically like it used to. It's like, nope, now it hurts. It still hurts. And I woke up this morning like, fuck, like, you know, having a hard time getting around, stretching and all, trying to make it better.
What the biggest thing I've noticed too is I just like when you get scrapes and cuts, they just don't go away like they used to.
You almost can't see it anymore. I have one right here. There's so many, especially with my job. Like they come, I am constantly like hurting myself in little ways, and they just stays. It's just the way that is. I'm pretty sure I have a scab on my knee. Yep, still there from, I don't know. Well, I could probably figure it out exactly.
I guess.
Oh my God, it's way too long ago in a way that's upsetting.
So we were, the other day, we were watching Naruto, and I have a computer chair, like a gaming chair, that I was given for my birthday, Christmas last year, right?
Yeah.
This is a cautionary tale for why gaming chairs are not necessarily the best.
I'm so curious where this is going.
I love it. It was super cozy. It was blue. I loved it a lot. It worked. It enveloped perfect height. Yeah, I was a big fan. And so I was leaning back in my chair watching Naruto. My wife was in the bed. And then one of the sprouts walks in the bedroom, and I look over at them and to talk, and then they leave, and I look back to Naruto, and as I look back at the TV, I suddenly just start reclining and don't stop reclining, and I like the loudest snap on the planet happened, and I just fall straight back. And at first I'm like, I have stabbed myself with something because it hurts. And I'm like, but then you have that moment. You're like, okay, no, there's no blood gushing from me. I'm okay. Cool. My wife's like, are you okay? You know, the sprout walks back in like,
a crash as your body falls to the ground.
Totally just broke. So you know how like chairs, like desk chairs.
I do know how
you
chairs.
You screw the like the little arm pieces into the base and then into the back, and that's what holds them together.
Okay, sure.
That's what broke, was the little arm bit ripped right in half and just separated the back from the base.
Oh, wow.
Cracked it right in half. Yeah.
Wow.
And so now, because we're moving soon, in theory, I don't want to buy a new chair, so I am now sitting in my desk on one of our...
the pregnancy chair?
Like... No, like our, the pregnancy chair. Yeah, 100% the pregnancy chair. You're right.
Circle.
It took me a second to figure out what you're saying.
Yeah, the pregnancy chair. That's a callback.
The pregnancy chair that's normally at our high top counter, because this is not a desk chair. It's a high top chair. Yeah.
Well, you had mentioned that too, because like, I don't know if Liu Yu had stepped away at this point or what. But like, because Brock was like, oh, yeah, I'm up high because my chair broke. And that was just like a little offhanded comment he made earlier. And I was like, oh, there's a story there. man. Do you. So, question, were you able to. Sorry, Lou?
I was just going to say, like, I have an irrational fear of my desk chair, like, the middle section
getting a hydraulic colonoscopy.
Yeah.
It is slightly unnerving looking at that contraption.
I guess the mechanism is right there in, like, a horrendous spot if it ever malfunctions. Yeah. It's happened in China, and it's happened in other places. I know it's happened.
Everything has happened in China. I don't want to think about it too much. So, Brock, your chair broke, and it's just fucked. It's gone. Done.
It's fucked.
No warranty replacement.
No saving it. It's already gone. Yeah, no.
That's sad. It was so new.
We haven't had a trash compactor here for this whole time that we lived in this apartment complex. We've had trash service that they pick up, which has been awesome, but they only pick up bags. They don't take big stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they finally installed the trash compactor and opened it up.
I'm
going to take this chair while I get over there. And of course it says no furniture, no electronics, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the chute is like, I'm not kidding. It's like not big enough for a bag to really go through
that's
it.
That's how they police you.
And me and one of the Sprouts was taking this chair and some other trash over the trash compactor. I have him put the trash in. I look around.
Oh my God.
I can make this fit. And I like snap it in some more shove it in.
Jesus. Don't you work at a place that you could just like take it to a dumpster? I feel like that's the advantage of having like a job like you have, is that theoretically there's like a work dumpster. You could just be like, whoop, just tuck that shit in there.
But yeah, but then I gotta put it in my car, take it out of my car.
You'd already taken it to the trash compactor, so.
So much more steps. I put the helium tank in that trash.
The helium tank?
Yeah.
Why did you?
We had a helium tank at work that I fill up balloons with for specials.
Yeah, okay. I was like, what?
Emptied out the helium tank and I just chuck it in the dumpster.
That seems dangerous.
With the voice thing?
I mean, it was empty. There was nothing left.
No, I mean, in the life of the helium tank, did you do the
Yeah. Anytime we took balloons down, you suck on the helium. Yeah.
I've never done the helium thing.
Really?
You've never done the helium? Never. Chris.
Let's go back to the very Texas, small...
I'll go buy a balloon specifically.
Wait, no. Save that for when we're all here and we're going to do a helium podcast.
Oh, no. That's a terrible idea.
That actually we'll do like a helium pramble.
It reminds me of... like those like K-pop, whatever you want, like variety shows. I've seen that happen on some of those where like as a punishment, like someone has to like suck in the helium and then like talk or sing that way. Well. So yeah, theoretically, if we ever do an in-person, we were chatting about that previously, we should try to have like some weird little games like that we could kind of incorporate. Right. We'll have to talk, figure it out. It's a ways away.
Figure it
out. I'm so sad about your chair.
Me too. I had the blue chair of death and then the blue screen of death right before the podcast.
Did you feel... Because, so... I have two, like, counter height, like, wooden chairs that I got from a... swivel chairs that I got from a sort of nice thrift shop for my kitchen island where people will sit. You know, I'll sit to eat or my friends will sit when we hang out and chat.
Right.
And because they're a little old, sometimes they do make, like, a noise. When you swivel them around, it'll be like, "Kah!" Like, it sounds like it's going to break. And my friends, who are, like, a little heavier, will be like, "Oh, God." And I'm like, no, it's just the chair. Like, it's fine, and it's not you. That being said, rewind, like, how did the chair breaking make you feel as a larger man? Yeah. Was that just...
Super
like,
fast.
I just feel like there's a sadness that I can understand and relate to in that moment.
I realize that I'm at the fat level where I can no longer just buy things without looking at their weight restrictions. That's what it made me realize. Like, oh yeah, I need to take this into account.
The weight restrictions usually aren't that heavy, I think. Like, as a person who's, you know, been fatter, like, it doesn't take a whole lot more before you're in that range of like, oh, you're kind of tickling it.
Did I ever tell you guys about my toilet seat here in the new house?
No, but I'm excited just from that.
Chris is already like pre-dying.
I mean, we're talking about being too fat for things. Yeah. I'm gonna lose. Like, did you ever tell you about the?
Go on. Pretty early on after I purchased the house. I broke the toilet seat.
Oh my God, I remember this. Yes.
Yeah, so I had to...
Like, it just broke naturally, or you, like, jumped on it? Like, how does it break?
No, I was... Beautiful gesture for natural breaking.
Brock did, like, I don't know how to describe it otherwise, but it was like a floppy hand sort of gesture.
You did it!
You did that!
I lost track. Break? Did it break? That's my thing, I guess, then. I wasn't even paying attention. I don't know.
So this is break naturally. I was just sitting there taking a dump.
Oh, and my God. It just broke.
It just had a snap.
Was it plastic? Was it porcelain?
No, it was like a porcelain one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
Oh, my God.
So then I had to, obviously, I had to replace it, and then I had to look for a specific, toilet seat for heavy people. Like, I had to look for, like, weight restrictions and stuff. And this, and, you know, I installed the new one, and it's been perfect ever since. But, yeah.
This is heartbreaking to me.
Let me ask you guys, as homeowners and, you know, large person and slightly former large person.
Homeowners and fat fucks is what you're saying.
Yeah. Did you guys, when you got your places, change out the toilets at all?
No.
I did not. Well, my place was like brand new, right? Yeah.
The toilet that came with it, was it like a normal size toilet or a small toilet?
Mine feels like a normal
size. Mine has been, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
There's some of those, like, the round ones versus the oval ones.
Yeah, it's the ones that are a little shorter, like in terms of like depth is like narrower. Almost.
So the house we're buying has the small round ones, and I am worried that it's going to be impossible to take a shit in.
It'll be a beautiful disaster.
This sounds like, especially given literally the conversation we were just having, as well as the conversation we had pre-podcast, like a thing that is bound to happen. You are like, I am just envisioning physical comedy as the toilet not only breaks the seat, but like the whole thing just breaks somehow, just water spraying out. It's just like disaster.
I really, one of the things we do want to do is, one, we're going to convert the garage into a office/recording studio, which I'm excited about.
Cool.
Two is one of the first expansions, because there's not a lot of expansion on our property to go this way with our house, but we have this huge backyard, so there's a lot of options to go this way.
Deep.
Which this is also happens to be where the master bedroom and bathroom are, so one of the first things we really want to do is kind of enlarging that out to have more space in the bedroom and a much bigger bathroom with proper shit vestibules.
A good toilet is a good investment, that's for sure. Yeah. I did not need to change mine. The only upgrade I've done, and I'm pretty sure we've talked about this on the podcast, was I bought like an aftermarket, relatively inexpensive bidet.
I do want to do that as well.
It was a great move all around. I mean, even better if it would like be a nicer one, but I don't. I'd have to actually remodel my bathroom, you know, to put in like the fancier version.
A separate bidet, yeah.
Yeah, but we're not even a separate one, just like a nicer one. More like one in Korea or Japan where like the heated seat and all that. Like basically a nicer toilet is what I would do in that situation. But that requires power hookups and all that other shit, you know, and it'd be a little bit of effort. Someday, maybe.
You know, I looked into doing a lap, like how much a lap pool would cost.
Oh, you do have a lot of backyard space, as I recall from
it's very pricey,
very expensive.
Oh, I'm sure. Like pools are not
especially
cheap.
an in-ground pool. If you did an above ground pool, it's not too bad.
Yeah, but that's the in-ground. Yeah, that's just like a disaster waiting to happen. I feel like an above ground pool. Like that's not. Yeah, you could. Man, that would be a cool investment. That would actually be. Yeah, like
it's like
even
minimum,
even a small one. Like you know the ones they advertise on the fucking airplane, like that style, like lap pool.
Yeah, that's kind
of
what I was looking into.
Speaking of Lou's home investments, how is the solar transition going?
Yeah, it's still in transition because they installed it and the city has to come to do an inspection. They supposedly did the inspection but then sent it for review and it's still in review. So I'm about to have to start paying on the fucking loan.
Jesus.
And so I'm going to have to like double pay basically for electricity right now because they haven't fucking like connected it fully. It's on. It's just not powering shit right now. I don't know.
Just there. Yeah, who knows? You're just giving away your energy to somebody else.
Somehow. I guess.
Fucking
hell. So that's annoying, but yeah.
That is annoying. I'm sorry. Are you excited for this solar? Like,
yes. But it's funny because the summer is on the tail end, kind of like the you know. So I didn't take advantage of it during the heavy cost months.
Do you get a like the upcharge for like you know using your AC during the summertime? Because at least I know like my power company will charge you more for usage. It's an attempt to get people to use less, so like they charge more during the like the summer months for electrical use because of AC. They're trying to get people to use less AC.
I mean they ask
it goes up a lot.
They ask people to not use it as much, but it's Texas.
I mean, it's Utah. Utah's been a real hot summer here.
My cost goes up significantly during the summer. Like, the highest bill this year that I had to pay was $157.
Yeah, been there.
Where normally, like, when it's not summer, it's like, you know, 75. So in between that is my, like, range.
I know we talked about this before a little bit. Brock's looking right now. I think he's trying to figure out how much he pays for his. Or no, do you get free electrical at your questionable apartment?
I don't know.
Well, because like
water,
that seems really cheap, and now I'm like,
well, because
really
you have a whole family. We weren't like, yeah, like, exactly, and
yeah, but I also have the smallest space.
The thing, and Lou and I've talked about this before. I'm pretty sure we talked about it like with our friend Phil and all that shit, like back in the day, like last, you know, during the like quarantine times, talking about like electrical use. Because the big thing we discovered was because we're fucking nerds, like always on electronics, like our computer or your PS4 or whatever the fuck, like any of that stuff really eats up power in a way. Because my power company will always show me, God, we're so fucking old. Here we go. My power will always show me like where you fall in your usage relative to, you know, like other homes of similar size. And it's just me to, you know, the point we're making. But mine is always high. And on that note, I have only LED bulbs.
Yeah.
I often will not use heat or AC depending on the time of year. And yet I'm always at high power bills. And I recently got all new appliances finally, you know, like new fridge, new washer dryer shit that's presumably better electrical usage. And I still have high power usage because electronics. Fucking nerd shit. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck is everybody else doing? Not using electronics at all? It's like, I don't know.
Reading?
I do that too. Outside, and it's where it's free.
So,
well, go ahead.
I recently had something to quote unquote celebrate. I put it in quotes for a particular reason because I have mixed feelings about this momentous occasion.
Yeah, I really don't. Yeah, I see where this might be going. Okay, go on.
And so here's what happened: is I logged into my AFK. God damn it.
Brock just dipped away for a second and reappeared with, I think, Mickey Mouse ears, basically.
Those are too small to be Mickey.
It doesn't, well, yeah, Brock is just big. It's
We've established true. This, it's true.
We established this previously with the chair story.
Wow.
He's a big guy.
So, anyways, I logged into AFK Arena and it gave me a celebratory...
Ooh.
Like, congratulations! You've logged into the game 1,080 days!
Oh, shit! Oh, boy. And you're like...
And I was like, oh my god! And then on the same day, I later was talking to Brock, and I don't know if you remember Brock, but I also inquired, like, so what are you at on Lost Ark hours? And very coincidentally, I was at exactly 1,080 hours
of Lost Ark also
on that day.
That is so many hours. Because like the 1,080 days is almost exactly 3 years. I did a quick, you know, calculation. Yep. Like, which doesn't, I mean, you have been playing the game for a while, so that, you know, that makes sense. Well, and like Brock was saying, with a game, it's about like the dailies, especially a game like that, right? You're logging in every day to do your shit. Like, the only record I have that's anywhere near that, in fact, it's probably more, is opening Time Hop. And also, Time Hop is very forgiving, because even if you open it and don't look at it, like, I'll just click on the thing, and sometimes I forget, or if I have no reception, like, when I'm out of the country or whatever, it's still, but let me scroll real quick. It's about, like, 5 years of, like, consistent Time Hopping or whatever, somehow.
Alternatively, the other day, I got a notification from my Little Ships game.
Ooh.
And it just said, we missed you. Here's a free gift to come back now.
There we go.
The enticement.
So you haven't been playing Little Ships, is what you're saying.
Nope. Haven't touched it.
Man, have you been playing your new Xbox?
Duolingo and Little Ships.
Yeah. Yes, I have. I've been enjoying the new Xbox. I'm rocking some Destiny 2, usually for like an hour or two at night before I go to sleep, which has been awesome.
Very cool.
Good investment overall.
Big fan. Yeah, big fan.
Oh, yeah.
So it's such a wicked deal. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, makes sense.
Here's a fun thing that happened recently. On Lost Ark, speaking of, I recently sold a bunch of my non-bound materials that I had been like hoarding, because I'm like a hoarder in most games that I play.
Sure.
And I was like, well,
I've had a look inside his storehouses.
That's it. Actually, I really want to... No, okay, continue. I have something to say. But continue.
Many podcasts ago, I mentioned that the swimsuit skins were released. Mm-hmm. At the release of the swimsuit skins, it has now basically fucked the economy in like a big way for one of the currencies that you have to buy via like in-game gold. You do like a kind of like a trade thing, And the swimsuits are only purchasable either with real money or, like, you buy them through the auction house with gold. Whereas normally, like, cosmetics have, like, that other currency is usable, but it is immediately bound to your character. That's the caveat. So that currency was going at a rate of, like, 95 of those crystals for about somewhere between 450 gold to 600 gold. That was, like, the range. So it wasn't too bad. Right now, it's up to 1,500 gold per 95 crystals. Tremendously huge difference. And all
so inflation is happening in your game.
Yes.
Just like in the fucking world.
Insanely so. And
but why?
I wanted, because it's a better value to buy swimsuits with real money and then sell them for in-game gold than to sell those crystals for in-game gold. So the value...
Literally fucked up the economy.
They fucked up the economy. And luckily, I had purchased a bunch beforehand, but I digress. I want swimsuits. I am a cosmetics guy.
Yeah.
And how much did you pay? But I also don't want to pay real money, only a little bit. And I have only a little bit.
Little bit is all relative.
Only a little bit.
You also played the game for 45 days.
I bet 45% real world of days. Each of our incomes is a very different little bit.
That's fair. There's also a little bit. It's all relative
since,
to our... Yeah.
Since the game launched, I have spent $200. That's how much.
Wow, but, that's not bad considering my hours you put into it.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's only... Like, on the second 100, only a fraction of that I have spent. So I have a bunch of crystals saved up for, like, future things. Anyways, I wanted to buy swimsuits, right? And the price is only increasing in gold. Sure. A skin chest, to give you an example, was costing around 10,000 to 12,000 gold.
Did you say skin chest?
Like for skins.
Okay.
So that has five items in it. It has earrings, like a hat, and like the swimsuit, and whatever. So that was
the earrings. Can you even see that shit on your character?
Depending on your hairstyle, you can see the earrings. There's also sunglasses and things like that, whatever.
Yeah, but sunglasses, clothes, hairstyles, I can understand that a little more. It's like, the way I've seen the game, again, to explain it, and people who haven't seen it, it's a little bit Diablo-like, third person. It's like, you're not it's not WoW style where your character's, like, pretty big on the screen, or can be bigger on the screen, in my mind.
Again, you can make it bigger, but you wouldn't want to play that way ever.
Sure, fair enough.
In any case, 10 to 12,000 gold, right, per chest. And so I was like, well, I want some skins. But you need gold to, like, make your character increase, you know, improve your character or whatever. So I was running very low. I decided to sell a bunch of the shit that I was hoarding. I ended up with 110,000 gold, which was a pretty penny. And then I spent immediately 45,000 gold into cosmetics.
Amazing.
Hey, perfect. It all worked out, though. Your hoarding came in handy.
Yes.
You were able to turn it over for something you actually wanted.
Yes.
And that's market economics at its finest, right?
I mean, and I'm going to say, I wanted to bring this question up earlier at some point, and I know we've kind of talked about it, but I would assume, Brock was just sort of pointing the finger at Liv, was like, oh, Liv's a hoarder, again, a game. But I know Brock's a completionist, at least was, you know, at one point with your gaming style. And I have a tendency to also be like, a hoarder, like, explorer type. So it's like, oh, I am overleveled. I have way too much shit. Like, that's what's been happening as I've been playing The New Horizon, where I'm like, oh, I'm way overleveled. I have so much shit. I haven't even needed to do a lot of selling of my in-game items because I have so much money from just going around and doing shit that, like, I haven't really needed to stretch to buy, you know, whatever else I fucking need, you know, weapons or armor. So I would assume, sounds like lose that way, collector. Basically, you know, like, grab everything and you see in sight. Is that the type of player you would say you are? That's the way I am. Let's speak to... I want to know how everybody else is playing these kinds of games.
Yeah, because I, like, save stuff for, like, a rainy day or whatever. Like, with my... There's these tokens that you can get. Like, you do a weekly thing. You get the tokens. You can trade them for gold. And that's one of the ways that you can make gold, as well as, like, doing raid content and all that shit. I would just save the tokens and not trade them for gold. And I'm like, my rainy day fund, right? And that came and went. Now I'm like, I was so strapped for gold. That's why I wanted to sell all my stuff. And I was curious how much I was going to get off of it.
So it paid off.
And it was a lot.
I have a really unhealthy rubber band in this situation because... I start off that way, and I will collect things like, oh, I might need this down the road, or like if you can have multiple rolls on things, like, oh, I might need this roll for this, or this roll for this, or this roll for this, whatever. And then after like a while, and I'll go look at my inventory or my storage at some point, I'll be like, I don't need all this shit. And I'll just get rid of a bunch of shit. And then the next week I will feel like, why did I do this to myself?
Well, it really depends
I need this thing.
Doesn't it depend on the kind of like game it is, right? Where it's like, oh, you have like a chest or like a stash, which is either unlimited or do you have to pay for it? You know, is it
well,
regulated? That varies a lot as far as how much I care.
I remember, I don't know if Lou remembers this, but Lou and I for a while had a little alt guild in WoW.
Yep. Okay, uh-huh.
And we had a shared vault system where we would put stuff into it, like the guild vault.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh,
And it was very quickly, it was like, Lou was like, I don't want to put it in there because I don't want you to use this.
Amazing. I mean, it's funny because like, I remembered why this question came up because the other day, I had a friend over, they were just hanging out and they're like, oh, I want to see you play Horizon. I want to see like how you play it because they're also playing the game. And so I was playing and they're like, you know, you can just fast travel whenever you want. I'm like, yeah, but that requires a fast travel pack. I like to save my money. I literally turned to her and was like, I'm cheap as fuck because the fast travel packs are so cheap. Like they don't cost anything. But I am like, it really resonated with who I am, I think, as a person in general. Where I'm, yeah, the kind of person to be overly prepared, like, in my life, in terms of, like, you were saying, like, oh, here's this closet full of stuff that I might need. Not, like, in a crazy hoarder way, but, oh, like, oh, what if I need this thing, or this thing, or this thing? I have it all prepared, and then I'm also pretty fucking cheap. At least when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's like, I'm just gonna walk. I could take an Uber, I could just walk. And I'll just walk, because walking's free. And so to me, that really, like, I was like, oh, that's interesting that like that part of my personality extends to the way I'm playing games also.
So does that extend into like you're a drinker. Do you buy the really cheap stuff because you just don't want to spend it on the nicer stuff?
No, so I'm cheap in general ways, but not necessarily when it comes to like certain things because it's like, well, I want to enjoy my life. So it's like, if we hang out, it's like, I don't care about spending money on like food or drinks or things like that. It's like, let's do it. But that's just generally the way I am. Like, and so in a similar sense, if I'm going to equate it to a game, it's like, I'm going to buy the nice weapon or whatever. I'm not going to be like, I'm just going to stick with these shitty weapons because they're cheap. You know, it's like, oh, I'm getting a good weapon. And similarly, like yeah, if we're hanging out, I'm buying drinks. I don't care. Like that's
the
money
things
I'm
that
willing
give
to
you
spend.
An immediate effect, like a quality of life expenses. You don't mind.
Yeah. And also like, yeah, like good investments. Like we were talking about like, oh, buy. So like
a
oh, I bought the
mattress,
bidet or whatever.
Like
except my mattress is shit. That is a weird good example of like, this mattress is fine, even though I should get a new one. We've talked about this probably since the beginning of the podcast.
It is so worth it. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Well, my big thing has always been, and this kind of is funny because you're just about to maybe experience this, is like, what if I have to move again? And it's such a pain in the ass to move a mattress.
Oh, I don't even think about
it. Exactly.
So
you have like a nice mattress probably, so it's probably going to be heavy as fuck. And like, and I know Lou is a little bit more like, as we've talked in general,
well,
he's like, I'm settling down. Like, this is kind of like my house. Whereas for me, I'm like, I don't know. I could leave here tomorrow or whatever.
I'm actually really excited because we're actually going to give this mattress to one of the Sprouts.
Oh, and get yourself
who needs a bigger spot. And we're going to get a king size because right now, me, my wife, and the dog all have a queen size and
oh,
it does
wow.
not work.
That is tight.
Yeah,
like, and
yeah.
I'm assuming like a real queen, not like a full vert queen, because like, you know, sometimes they kind of like, but still,
no, a real queen, yeah,
yeah. Like I have a queen mattress,
we are actually excited about buying
get a California
bed.
King.
And
you're a big
we're
dude.
Also gonna get yeah. we're finally gonna get a riser because we just have a mattress on the floor.
Oh, not
and
even
so we're gonna
box,
finally
right?
get we're no yeah we're finally gonna get the riser to put storage underneath the bed and everything.
The storage under the bed. Well, so but you'll find what you'll find presumably. Is once you get to yourself having a bigger place, you won't necessarily need all that storage that you probably need right now. Because you'll be able to put your fucking bedroom shit in other rooms, presumably.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Hopefully.
anyway.
I'm also buying bedroom furniture here.
Oh yeah, you were saying that earlier. Adulthood
shit.
You
just drop in stuff like crazy on your house, huh?
He lives there. No, before it was like, it was like we were talking about fun cosmetic-y things, i.e. like this intake and whatever else. And then now he's like, okay, I guess I should buy bedroom furniture.
Yeah, because I finally
so my bed isn't on the floor, like what you're saying.
Yeah, that 10 grand that I spent on that random shit, I finally paid it off. So now I
can spend
it. I got a little bit extra income again.
Oh my God.
We're going to spend it all when I'm visiting, man.
God damn it. Speaking of Lou,
yes,
sir, are you ready?
I caught that.
For Lou's occasionally interesting question of the week, brought to you by GetAthreads.com. Please go to GetAthreads.com right now for all of your awesome underwear needs. It's a great up-and-coming company. Invest in it. Buy 10 pairs. Frame them on a wall. If you buy 10 pairs right now, in fact, the owner and creator will sign one of them for you.
I'll sign all of them, hell.
GetAthreads.com. Mike's Hard Gamecast for 10 signed pairs of panties.
That wasn't even a real sentence.
Nope.
You know, I'm excited because there might be more GetAthreads options coming in the future because I've been
stay tuned. Stay tuned.
I am frustrated that I have not received my business cards yet.
Oh, that's right. That was supposed to be a thing.
Here's a question, guys.
Disappointed.
If you chose a conspiracy theory and there is 100% certainty that it is true, which one would you choose to want to be true?
Okay,
I see. So if you out of all the conspiracy theories that are out there,
yes,
if you could choose one to be true, what would it be?
Yes.
I wish you would have given us like a heads up on this one. This is a thinker.
I have a gut check one, but I don't know how I feel about it. My like, you know, like it came right away.
My immediate one, you know, after looking into conspiracy theories, is I want cryptids to be true.
Oh, okay, like Bigfoot and like you know all that other shit,
Yeti, things like you know, those kind of creatures, the Loch Ness monster or you know,
some cryptozoology shit.
Ooh. Yes, I want those things to be for realsies.
Okay, I have two answers, and one is like, I'm pretty sure I made this answer a couple podcasts or episodes ago, but the gut instinct I had, and this is going to poke some people the wrong way, but was like, maybe heaven? Maybe heaven is a conspiracy theory that I would like to, that I would like to be true? Like, although I'm also conflicted about that, I have to be honest, because I don't know if I want to exist forever in some weird... I feel like the reason I want heaven to exist is because I would like to see my dead pets again, like, which is really sad and terrible, but also real. Like, but that's where that feeling is coming from.
I think if heaven existed, you wouldn't feel how you think you would feel now.
Sure. It's very up for debate based on what you... I do kind of believe in a general, like, afterlife, but not, like, traditional, like, Christian Jesus heaven, Brock, where we're all sitting around on clouds, you know, doing whatever the fuck.
The
like,
gall of this motherfucker that he thinks he's going to heaven already.
I know. It's... if you're Christian, you should believe that God is forgiving.
Well, sure. Where is that?
It's constantly in the Bible. It's the whole New Testament.
What are you talking about?
It's the whole New Testament.
Terrifying, horrendously vengeful. Like,
that's the Old Testament. God. Anyway, my actual answer might be, and I also sort of believe in this, but like, if this is a conspiracy, I don't know if it is, like a multiverse kind of theory. I'm a big fan of multiverse theory. So if like that's a real thing where there's all these alternate versions of all of us and it, you know, like that exists, I think that's just really interesting. So that's one I think that'd be kind of,
you know,
I'm not sure if that's considered a conspiracy theory.
The creatures, entities of the fourth dimension are all observing us and with us right now. They're just
probably,
like,
yeah. You know, doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah. Again, I'm not sure that's a conspiracy. I don't know.
You could consider it one, I guess.
Look up conspiracies,
so,
Brock?
I did, because quite frankly, I don't know if I really know enough to take a solid stab at it.
Agreed.
And I will say, the one that tickled me as something that would be really funny if it was true is that Australia doesn't exist. It was made up by the British, and they just sent their prisoners off to sea just to die.
What is all the Australia now?
Yeah,
I love
so
that's
that
a good
one.
One.
That one kind of tickled me. Is this the whole continent that people obsess over? Like, also the continent that's like designed to kill you. It just doesn't exist. Like,
well, it's like it reminds me of a. Going back to the multiverse theory, the one that immediately came to mind as far as, like, it's all made up or something's weird. Have you heard the, like, the Berenstain Bears theory?
Yes.
That shit's trippy as fuck. You should look it up.
It's so weird.
So, like, yeah. Do you remember, did you ever read those books growing up, Lou? I don't know if, like, that was a thing for you or depending on where you are. But there's, like, a series of books that are, like, the Berenstain Bears.
They were awesome.
Yes, great series of books. There was also a cartoon show, whatever, whatever. The premise is that, like, if you actually look it up, it's the Berenstain Bears, like, with S-T-A-I-N, I believe. And again, someone correct me if I'm wrong. Who knows? We're probably in some alternate universe where it's different again. But, like, everyone has a collective memory of it being a certain, like, Steen. Like, and when you look at it, it's actually Stain. And so it's like, it's this confusion of like, what? Like, are we all like in a slightly altered universe than like the one we grew up in? Like, it's this whole thing. You can look into it. And it's very, crazy. It's very neat. Surreal. That's for sure.
Huh.
It's like, are we all wrong? Or did something, you know, are we in like a shifted reality? Like, what's the thing going on there? But very similar of like, oh, it's all made up or it's who knows?
Conspiracies are.
They're everywhere nowadays.
There's some really dark ones.
Of course. That's like the bread and butter.
Yeah. I mean, the whole QAnon thing is like a big, massive conspiracy, really.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Nine loose.
Hell yeah. I agree. I liked that question.
It's a good question.
I thought it was a really good question. And it brought up some interesting conversations.
Yeah. It was nine. Solid niner.
I don't know about... Going back to Lou's comment about cryptids, did you guys, growing up, believe in that kind of thing? Because I
still believe in Santa Claus.
Oh.
And Bigfoot.
What?
Yeah. Brock is Santa Claus. We've already talked about
this. I still wholeheartedly believe in Santa Claus.
I like that. Santa Claus is a good
one. I just don't think that it's like you got the magic that everyone gets a present, but he hits the people that he needs the most, that need him the most.
Right? The rich people? I do like that. Santa Claus is a nice concept. Like, if Santa Claus really did exist,
guys, also scary. I think
unless
I wanna...
it's like Santa Claus from Futurama, then that's probably not great. Yeah.
Which the I think we talked about. That was, I'm pretty sure that was my answer at some other podcast recently, wasn't it?
I think it
fictional
was
fictional characters or something like that. You celebrate holidays with or something
Merry
like
Merry Christmas
that. Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Xmas. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I want to step on some more Christian toes here, real quick.
Jeez.
Fucking holographic Jesus is watching.
Well. It's,
is he?
Yeah, and he's. I want to write a story about Jesus, in the new age, like a new Jesus or whatever in the new now
modern era.
In the modern era. You know, think about it. The dude has he's a powerful guy, and the modern era is kind of fucked. So I think Jesus as
kind of fucked.
Jesus
have you...
as a superhero because he's like, fuck it, man. This is nuts. I'm gonna use
like
my
Hancock,
powers.
The movie, except for it's Jesus.
Which one?
Well,
Hancock, the
Hancock.
Will Smith, where he's
except
like,
it's
yeah,
Jesus.
It's a good
exactly.
movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TV show Black Jesus?
No.
No, that's a show. I was gonna bring up the TV show Saint Young Men, which is an anime. But sorry, Brock, continue.
I'll just leave it out there for our listeners to discover on their own.
I
recommend Black Jesus.
There's a manga of like the Buddha and Jesus.
Yeah, Saint
like,
Young Men. That's what that is. What like, yeah, yeah. There's an anime, there's a movie, and there's like an OVA, I think.
Okay.
All right, I'll have to look up Black Jesus.
Black Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, they always talk about this, and there are fictional stories about this, the idea that like Jesus has returned and just keeps getting killed over and over again because we're terrible. As a race. You know, like, people are like, because literally Jesus is like, hey man, just be cool. And people are like, nope. Think about every person who's always like, hey, if we can only be cooler to each other, those people usually get killed. It happens almost every time.
Sad. We're all fucked.
You also just said the modern world was fucked.
Also, do you think that? Do you really believe that? Like, we're just on, like, the worst path now? Like,
I think...
In a grander scheme of I think in a lot of ways it's way way better, but in a bigger scale, who knows where it might be even worse in a larger scale thing because there are things that will impact the world at large as opposed to like empires.
Sure,
and things
I see what you're saying.
That are fucked over
do
smaller.
You, do you guys realize that while you're saying that we're also about to land on the moon and start our moon base, and like we should have people living on Mars in like 3 to 5 years?
There's a lot of potential.
Like
for
it's
good.
Crazy.
Yeah,
like, to me it's like nuts.
No, I agree,
but that's
going to
start an intergalactic war in the future, anyways. So. I mean, we're fucked in general, I think.
Go Space Force.
Humans I think the short version of it, and I had this conversation the other day, we're just way more aware. Like, there's been so much, I mean, considering, like, from when, like, let's say my parents, who are a little bit older or whatever, were growing up and, like, TV was barely a thing, right? And, like, you had radio. Like, you barely... The sensationalization...
You didn't know what was going on.
The sensationalization, like, yeah, has gone from, like, that to, like, now where we're just constantly, like, with phones or anything news, it's all, like, everything's terrible, everything's terrible. And it's, like... But to Lou's point, like, on the whole, I think we're better off.
Yeah.
Like, overall. Like, we're not just constantly killing each other. We are. But less probably than any other time in the world. Like, it's... Humans are bad, is my general perception, unfortunately.
Like, imagine if we actually lost, like, energy. Like, that would be in a very short period of time, chaos would erupt.
You won't. You got your solar panels.
But the infrastructure.
I hope they actually activated before everything.
Well, I mean, that is a good point. That's a whole other conversation for sure about, like, people being, like, how, like, detached we are from all that shit. And I know, like, we've talked about this in the past with, like, Brock and stuff, when you guys were, like, you know, had your chickens, and we're just like, you want to, we're all, there is a lot of goal or movement towards being, like, I want to be a little more, like, grounded in the world, yeah, and self-sustaining and all that other shit, as opposed to how detached we all are now, and we can just go buy pants at Walmart, you know, when you rip them at work.
I
had this, like, in this line of, like, things, I had this conversation with this prepper the other day at work, and they were very soon. And I've always been interested in prepping just because I think it's neat to have and like stuff in an emergency. And I think the stuff is cool. So I've always been interested in it. But I've never been like, let me go spend, you know, $300,000 on prepping for the end of the world.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was talking to this person who was like really excited. And I was like, so, you know, how's your day? Like, oh, I'm actually really stoked. I'm getting my survival internet put in today. And I was like, what? He's like, because I don't know how you respond to that. Yeah. He's like, yeah, so I'm having this internet put in that will connect to other people that have this internet during a time of emergency when power's all out so that I can still communicate with other people that were prepared.
On that internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay.
So it's prepper's cool. Cannon with a string.
Yeah, and I was like,
it's a walkie-talkie.
It's neat, but at the same time, I don't necessarily know how helpful it would be at the end of the world.
Sure.
Because, one, if it's not widely adopted, the next person could live in Tokyo, and you're probably not going to catch a flight from North Carolina to Tokyo.
Yeah, probably not the flights going on in general. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know if, like, from a prepping standpoint, if that's where I, like...
And how much does it cost? Is it, like...
Yeah, right. That was my next question. He's like, I've been saving up for, like, 4 years to do this. I'm like, ooh,
is it a big scam? Like, yeah, that feels like it's towing an interesting line.
A little sus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
My goodness.
Well, survival internet.
Apparently gonna be a thing.
Yeah. I read an article about like backyard chicken
eggs.
Oh
man, I just had the best one.
Containing like a lot of like excess metals or something in them, which aren't good for you.
Depends on the chicken. Oh, but okay. It is true. So there's I'm sorry.
He got excited. Like
conspiracy theories.
Give it a
chance. So depending on where you get your chickens, there's a lot of inbred and like not quote unquote pure chickens, right? Uh-huh. And there can be a lot of unhealthy in those chickens. So you want to make sure that you're getting good, high quality stock chickens.
Sure.
Plus, typically,
what
that
are they eating?
Like,
you know, like, there's so many of those there's factors that play into
variables,
it.
Sure.
It's like, I mean, you get mercury poisoning from fish, eating too much fish. So like,
you're really going long here, Brock. I mean, come on, we should have ended it.
I have tried like four times, and you know it.
Amazing. Well played.
Speaking of end of the world, it's time to end the podcast.
Oh. 50 episodes. We're done.
Music. By end of the podcast, we just meant this current podcast, not the entire run of podcast. Please come back and listen to our next episode, episode 51. It might be our best episode ever. Might not be, but you got to come back to find out.
What if we make it like season 3?
Well, no.
All new podcast.
But why?
No, we start season 3 when we're in our 40s.
Oh, that's right. Early, mid-40s.
Season 1 in our 20s. Yeah. Season 2 in our 30s. We're going to do season 3 in our 40s. Oh, wow.
Sure.
I love it. Yeah. I love the idea of that. Yeah. This is great. Yeah. Dude, we're stuck to. We're stuck together, so
forever. Just because the podcast. That's all that
we passed many in years fact, ago. We passed the 10-year mark, so we're definitely stuck together.
That's true.
For Christmas, I'm getting all of you Survival Internet so that we can still make a podcast.
Wow,
you've been saving up
for 5 fucking years. Well, hold on, it will be 12 years because it's 3 of us.
Well, do you think?
Are they giving you a special like, deal?
Maybe you can use your in-game currency, Lou. like, hey, for Survival Internet, eventually.
I can't afford to buy Survival Internet. See,
what I did is I designed swimsuits to sell to Lou so that I can buy the internet.
Buy the internet.
Buy, it's like an buy the whole thing.
The internet. The whole thing. I present to you the internet.
Yeah. Ta-da! It's not just for porn anymore. The internet.
The internet is for porn.